21 at WEOL. We're joined on the line this morning. Happy to have Senator Sherrod Brown, who stops by occasionally to chat with us. We just heard from the Guardians. We might as well talk a little bit. How is your baseball fandom going so far?
When it's a Central or a Mountain Time game, I don't stay up and listen to the whole thing or watch the whole thing. But last night I saw the pitch, and people who are listening today should go online and look at this catch that Stephen Kwan made. Kwan's offense has certainly cooled since Rookie of the Month in April, but I think it was first and third, two outs, so two runs would have scored in the Guardians were up by one, so the game could have gone very differently, but it was like 11:30 at night, so I didn't see it live. But I guess Rosie called it, and you guys broadcast it. And for people that were up late, congratulations.
Yeah, now we head off to Los Angeles. Well, there's an afternoon game, so this game they play here.
Play the Dodgers next in the weekend, right?
And then to the Dodgers, right, for the weekend.
When's the last? I don't remember them playing at Dodger Stadium. They must have over the years, but I don't remember it.
They make that occasion, just depending on how the National League blend fix out as well.
I heard next year every team's going to play every team in the majors, so Cleveland will play all the teams in the National League too. I guess three-game series is not home and away. I don't know quite what Major League Baseball, how they make these decisions.
They've had a lot of these different four-game series or a two-game series. Normally, we're all used to growing up in the sort of that three-game, so we have a rubber.
Yeah, three-game and four-game. Well, growing up, if you're old enough, it was always a Sunday doubleheader too. They'd be off Monday, play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, doubleheader, and Sunday. But they were, they didn't have all the interleague, and they played, the 8-team league, then 10-team league. So they played every team a lot more times, and you really got familiar with the teams. And now, they're sort of in and out, but oh well. But I just think some of the goofy rules changes, like putting a guy on second base in extra innings, is just absurd. But anyway, I'm a baseball traditionalist.
Well, they might get that pitch clock getting up here sometime eventually just to move things along. So we're not.
Yeah, it's amazing how long the games are, and I don't entirely understand that. But
I don't know. Maybe we need to switch.
Also, someday I hope that Major League players learn to bunt again. Cleveland, that young kid, Palacios, had a great bunt. They were shifted on him, and the whole left side of the infield was open, and he made a really good bunt. It didn't even have to be a good bunt to beat it out. The third baseman didn't even throw it. I mean, I don't know why they don't do that more, but I guess you get paid to hit home runs, right?
Right, or at least score some runs. And, of course, our team is not a big home run hitting team right now, so any way that they can get their runs in is.
But they do have the best hitter in baseball, batting third.
Absolutely. Jose went 4-for-4.
Who nobody knows him. I mean, it's probably amazing. I mean, he is the best. He maybe is. He's been in the top three or four in MVP year after year after year, and fans around the league just don't know him. I don't know why. But he sure is sure fun to watch.
The managers of the other team know him when he shows up. Right, as well. But it's great that
they don't intentionally walk him as much as I would if I were the other team, but. Yeah. Because, I mean, Naylor hitting behind him, or Reyes when he was playing, I mean, he'll be back, I think, in good form. They're not half as scary as Ramirez, but that's their call.
Right. What's on your agenda?
Anyway.
I saw you, too, and I'm sort of familiar with Nitrile. I did not know that they're in Ohio. These are those gloves that we see everywhere, right, that people buy?
Yeah, well, they're actually building a plant in Ohio. They're Ohio people that have come back. One was in New York for a while. I don't know how long they've personally been back in town, but this company is not producing yet. So you know of the production of those gloves somewhere else. But this is I don't know if this is a different name exactly, but it's a company, a standalone company in Ohio. The history of this, and you certainly know this from our talks over 20 years and in what's happened in Lorain County, the corporate elite, corporate America scoured the globe for cheap labor for decades, and going to Alabama, shutting down in Lorain or Elyria or Cleveland and moving to Alabama wasn't cheap enough workers, so they then moved to Mexico and China. And our supply chain was stretched out all over the world. And so it not only devastated communities and workers, it also helped to be the historic underpinnings for inflation, because when the supply chain's so damaged as it's been during the pandemic, we can't get supplies and prices go up. And this company is an example of many that are going to return making things that used to be made in the U.S., making them in the U.S. again. That's what we're doing with the infrastructure bill, with the Buy America provisions Portman and I wrote. That's the whole point here on manufacturing and reindustrializing this country.
There's having another one of the Senate hearings on January 6th. Today's another one of those that's going on. What are we learning from these particular shows that they're putting on and that the public is getting to see at this time?
You know, we're learning the story, what happened, and we don't really have the whole picture, and we're putting it together, and we're seeing, most importantly, I think, that the people around the president, his strongest supporters, President Trump, told him he had lost and that the election was done fairly and the votes were counted properly, and he started the big lie. He raised $250 million off of this lie. He's divided the country, and that the precedent, I mean, what scares me more than anything is, are politicians in the future going to just say the election's rigged? I'm not accepting it. I mean, this country has a democracy because starting in 1800 with Adams and Jefferson, the president who lost conceded and did a safe transition, willingly did a transition of power to the new government, and that's the most important thing in a democracy. And Donald Trump has tried to break that historical tradition, and that's what does such damage to democracy. So that's why he needs to be held accountable in this.
Well, we appreciate your time, Senator. We will speak again in the weeks ahead. Thanks for
joining
us.
All right. Well, I hope we do it the next time after a game like last night, too. So I appreciate that.
Keep on winning. We always enjoy that. Thanks for your time, Senator.
All right, me too. Thanks.